Hola, España. It's William calling from Weeby Blogs, and I'm here with my sister, Suzanne.
Hi, Weeby Blogs. It's Suzanne.
Blas Canto has had his first rehearsal at Eurovision 2021. He, of course, is singing a beautiful song about love and loss, dedicated to his grandmother who died of COVID, dedicated to his father who passed away previous to that. It's been a difficult year, and he's now at this moment. He's in the home stretch of this journey, you know, of trauma, of loss, of mourning. And that journey goes on, but this is a beautiful focal point in that, where he gets to honor those people he loves. Should we talk about it?
Let's do this.
This has the most beautiful moon that I've ever seen at Eurovision. This moon looks realistic. This moon provides a focal point for the stage show. Oftentimes when camera directors pan out, you get bored. You're like, where's the singer? What am I looking at? But now we have this gorgeous moon to kind of center things. Even when they pan out, you still see it. I think it's a beautiful counterpoint to him. He's in black and he's singing this emotional ballad, and like the moon connotes nature, cycles, all of that, our journey around the earth, and he's been on a journey. I think it fits really nicely. I think vocally he was on point today. The falsetto sounded good. When male falsetto is off, I don't like it, but I loved this because he really did nail it. He's feeling his words, and it's just beautiful to watch. I'm not sure how this will do with the voting, but that's not his goal here. He said it previously. His goal is to honor those he's lost and to have this moment, this connection, and my God, he's having that connection. You can see it on his face.
So, coming to Rotterdam, Spain was not only in my top 10, it was not only in my top 5, this was my number one song. From the moment I watched this video, from the moment I listened to this song, my heart was touched. And I had not yet even read the lyrics, and even after I read the lyrics, I had not yet read Blas's story. And every moment of reviewing the song, of listening to the song, of getting to know it and Blas got better for me. And it really does open up quite beautifully. And it really is a beautiful moon, as William states. We start with just the image of the moon. It's not quite a full moon yet. It's as though we see it in the distance. As we progress, we do end up with this very realistic full moon. So you all recall in the video, we see Blas dancing with a woman who represents his grandmother, and there's a chandelier above them. So I feel like the moon has rather replaced the chandelier from the video. So often, not Eurovision 2021, but so often we spend a lot of time talking about the sun and the moon gets neglected, but the moon has so much control over our lives. Every 29 and a half days, the moon completes a full cycle. When it completes this full cycle, each phase of the moon, from the new moon to the full moon, it represents a different point in our lives. It represents a different point in the moon's orbit around the earth. And whether you realize it or not, it impacts your behavior, your personality, your outlook, and just your overall life. So the moon is so impactful. And I feel like the moon in this staging represents the circle of life. As we age, as we mature, as people come and go, as we lose people we love and realize our own mortality, it's inevitable to come more in tune with that circle of life. Losing people we love is this rite of passage that we don't understand until we experience it. And the emotion that this song elicits for me, Blas being able to come onto the stage and so beautifully convey what is in his heart, touches me more than I can even begin to explain. I'm just absolutely moved that he is able to share his truth. And I think that truth, that heartache, the healing is going to touch so many other people just as it touched me. I don't know that this song, I know that it's already qualified, okay? Like, we're not going to rehash the fact that, yes, I now understand that the Big Five automatically qualify. So I don't know that how it's going to rank in the end, but I do know that it's incredibly moving, and I am so grateful for the opportunity to have listened to this.
Very well said. Very well said. I think this will tug on heartstrings, whether you understand Spanish or not. I don't think the scoreboard will reflect the power of the song. There's something, you know, you vote for your one or two favorites, and I think it's a really tough year, and so this song will be loved by many people, will be liked by many people, but I don't think they'll necessarily vote. But I think that doesn't matter, because this is a beautiful performance.
Yes.
And he's feeling it. Look at his face. He's feeling it. In any case, that's what we think. What do you think? How do you think Spain will do? Are you thrilled that Blas is having this beautiful moment? Let us know here on WeWe Blogs.
Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, comment, join our live stream, join Deben's Evening Open Up Instagram Live that I am actually about to join, and we will see you soon.
Adios.
Bye, amigos.